This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Trivia Friday here on American Family Radio. Thanks for listening to AFR, wherever you may be tuned in on one of our 180, how many stations, Walker?
I think 187 in 35 states, maybe, 186.
Like, yep, we're in the 180s.
Okay.
Right. That's my political answer.
Okay, we're you know, probably be helpful if the president and the assistant to the president.
I know the exact number.
And our talk show, one of our leading talk show hosts knew how many stations we had. How many do we have?
We have 181.
But that changes sometimes.
I didn't want to undermine JJ.
No, that's quite all right.
187, yeah. You said?
186, 187. Yeah, but I was...
So you didn't know that we were at 180. How many?
181 on the air.
181. So sometimes we trade with people and, you know, so every once in a while we buy, sell, or trade.
Sometimes
rare.
One will have... A tornado will come through and take one down.
Right, right. So we have 180-plus stations, and then a lot of people listen on our app. We have a free app that you can download on your cell phone or your iPad or similar device and listen to AFR anywhere in the world, clear as a bell. Mm-hmm. Just download the app and take advantage of that. A lot of people, thousands of people are listening on the app. All right, Tim, JJ, and Walker, we're going to repeat our trivia questions now. It's Trivia Friday. And just a news note, and again, I'm not this. What I'm about to say is serious, and that is an arrest has been made in Florida in relationship to the suspicious
packages
that were sent to Democratic leaders all over the country that we've been hearing about for the last couple of days. So.
A person's going to be in a lot of trouble, as well they should be.
Person or persons.
Right.
If, in fact, this is the person responsible for it. But I'm thinking 2 days and then all the resources of the federal government, the FBI and everybody, they're going to find you if there's any way possible. Mm-hmm. All right, Walker, what are your questions?
First question unanswered. Who was the captain of the Mayflower ship when it took the pilgrims to New England?
I would just ask
in
people
1620.
Excuse me for interrupting. Go ahead and repeat that, and then I got to get back to my story I was going to tell.
Who was the captain of the Mayflower when it took the pilgrims to New England in 1620?
I would just ask our listeners to search your hearts and ask, who's the captain of your Mayflower?
There's your devotion for today.
That's deep.
Who is
That's
the captain
awesome.
Of your Mayflower? Ask yourself that question, and you need to search deep for that one. Yeah. I was going to tell this. Go ahead. When I get to my turn, I'll do it. You go ahead and finish your question.
All right. Second unanswered question. What is the only mammal born with horns? What is the only mammal born with horns?
Born with horns?
Third question.
Ooh.
Arco iris is a Spanish term for what natural phenomenon? You have to go outside in particular weather to see this natural phenomenon.
An arco iris?
That's right. That's Spanish.
We were going to name our third child Arco Iris. And looking back, I'm glad we didn't because, you know, you don't want to just put a target on them out there on the playground with the other kids.
They go to school.
That's right. Hey, here's the three that I've got. First question, true or false? Ostriches bury their heads in the sand. Is that true or false? Second question, who was the fourth president of the United States? Who was the fourth president of the United States? Then I'm going to add one. This is multiple choice. If you have China phobia, what are you afraid of? A, traveling to China. B, breaking good China dinnerware. C, snow.
Mm-hmm.
China phobia. If you have China phobia, are you afraid of traveling to China, breaking good China dinnerware, or are you afraid of snow?
Or as some people in the South would say, China phobia, I think. That's how. I'm just trying to translate it.
C-H-I-O-N-O-P-H-O-B-I-A.
Okay. I was going to tell that story real quickly. We were talking about why the ducks and geese go
fly
south.
Fly
instead of
walk.
Go south in the winter because they can't, it's too far to walk. Right?
Right.
All right, so
Far Side guy would be proud.
I was going to tell you, and I've told this a few months ago, I think, but my grandson, 4 years old, Harden, H-A-R-D-A-N, anyway, we were out in the backyard, and he was first year T-ball, right? So I'm trying to teach him concepts of baseball, and he knows nothing, right?
Right.
Trying to put these things,
clean slate.
So we're out, and I'm saying, all right, now, here are the bases. Okay, you when you hit the ball, you run, right? You run to first. I put something out there to, you know, they weren't real bases. I said, then you run to second. I put something out there. Second base, then you run to third base. You got it? You follow me? Yeah, Poppy, yeah. I said, and then you run home. And he looks at me bewildered, and he goes, I'm not running home. I'll go with Mama in the car, but Poppy, I'm not running. Like you're talking like
clear across town.
Yeah, uh-huh. He didn't say the miles, but we were way away from his home.
Sure,
but he was thinking. And I said, then you run home, and he go. You know, if you know nothing about the rules
right.
of the sport, you
take
don't
it
know.
Literally.
And you tell a 4 year old, well, then you have to run home.
Yep,
and you're 5 miles away. He doesn't even know how far we are away. But anyway, that's the.
Oh, that's good.
That'll teach. You're listening to. Did I give you my questions?
No,
I did
sir.
Not. Did
Go
I?
Ahead.
Okay, here are my questions. On average, how many peas are there in a pod? On average, how many peas are there in a pod? Number two, what animal is the source of the luxuriously soft wool known as cashmere? There's an animal that we get cashmere from. What is it? All right, Walker, back to the phones.
All right, Winston in Texas. Winston, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello.
Hey, Winston, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
So I was going to do both. And I wanted to ask the question, answer the question about the draft. I mean, not the draft.
All right, here's the question. I think you got the answer there. The question is, what is the only mammal born with horns?
Okay, so a giraffe then.
That's
good.
Right.
Way to go, Winston.
Well done, Winston.
The best part is I didn't even mean to answer that question.
Really?
Well, good job. You got a question for us?
Man, when you can accidentally answer a question correctly, that's pretty good.
Yes. So my question is a Lord of the Rings question. So in The Hobbit, Gandalf is talking about all the wizards. There's five wizards. What is the color of each of the five wizards, including Gandalf?
It's going to have to be you, Walker.
How many colors are there?
There's five wizards. So, there's two of them that are the same color.
I'm just going to guess. I watched the movie maybe once or twice, but not enough to know this answer. I'm going to go, so there are two. There's five wizards. Two of them are the same color.
Yes.
I'm going to go with blue.
Okay, so, yeah, that's two of the colors, but there's still more.
Oh, okay. I thought you said two of them were the same color. What color is that? So you want all four colors?
All five, yes.
Well, there's four. Because there's five wizards, two of them are the same color, so four colors. I don't know the answer, do y'all?
No, I don't.
All right, Winston, give us the answer.
So there's two blue wizards, one gray wizard, which is Gandalf. There's the white wizard, which is Saruman.
We're losing.
What was the last part of that answer, Winston?
Then there was Radagast the Brown.
All right. Hey, thanks, buddy.
Appreciate it,
Winston.
Have
a great weekend. Thank you for listening to AFR.
All right. We're going to go just next door in Alabama and talk to Wesley. Wesley, welcome to Trivia Friday.
AFR. All right. Hey,
Wesley, do you mind turning your volume down, please? Hey, Wesley, are you there?
I'm here.
All right, you're on Trivia Friday.
Good morning, sirs. How y'all doing?
Doing well. Ask, answer, or do both?
Answer.
All right. Which question?
One about the ostrich.
Here we go. This is true or false, Wesley. Ostriches bury their heads in the sand. Is that true or false?
It's false.
Wesley, it is 100% false. In a study of 200,000 ostriches over a period of 80 years.
Come on, man. Come on, hold on a second. Come on, you put me on, right?
No, they do not bury their head in the sand.
No, I'm talking about the study.
The study. 200,000 ostriches over a period of 80 years.
Our tax dollars.
No one reported a single case where an ostrich buried his head in the sand or even attempted to do so. And I think we can all say, along with Wesley, this is fake news. This was the earliest version of fake news that ostriches bury their head in the sand.
I'm just glad it was thoroughly studied.
I think that was a good use of our taxpayer money.
If you don't get somewhere between 100,000 and 200,000 ostriches studied, you can't be for certain.
80 years.
What the scientific data would show. 80 years, yeah.
Right. It's a granddad worked on that project. His daddy worked at the same office, and the grandson came along and said, "I'm taking up where the others left off."
Wesley,
for this study.
Do you have a question for us?
No, sir, not today.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, appreciate you for calling in.
You know, I think that's a little disappointing. That's something I thought my whole life, that ostriches bury their head in the sand. I think I've heard a lot of sermons on it or political speeches. Don't be like the ostrich and bury your head in the sand. We need to get out there.
There you go. All right, we'll go to Illinois and talk to Larry. Larry, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello.
Hello, Larry. You're on Trivia Friday. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'll do both.
All right. Which question?
One about the Mayflower.
All right. That's my question here. I hope you get this right. I have a feeling you're going to. Who was the captain of the Mayflower when it took the Pilgrims to New England in 1620?
Christopher Jones.
That's correct.
Nicely
done, Larry.
Nicely done.
Good job. How'd you know that? Did you look it up, or you remember it from history class?
No, I had to look it up.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah. Did it say anything about him being an Uber ship captain, or was he like one of the standard regulation ship captains?
I believe he owned the ship.
Owned the ship. There you go. Hey, Larry. Good job. You have a question for us?
I do. What was the first named hurricane?
That's a real good question. First named hurricane.
The first named hurricane?
Yes.
First named hurricane.
This was probably before they started the alphabet.
Well, and you know, I think they started with ladies first.
I think the alphabet came way before hurricanes were named.
Naming the alphabet, naming the hurricanes by alphabet.
Huh? What'd you say?
Hold on.
Oh, name in the
hold on, Larry.
While
I'm going to try to sift through all this sarcasm. It's going to take me a moment.
Okay.
What say you guys? Throw out a lady's name.
It was a bit.
I'm going to say Amanda.
Yeah, let's go with that.
That was a Boston song, actually. I'm not sure.
If y'all each say a girl's name, we'll have at least a fighting chance.
Well. My wife's name's Allison.
I'll go with
Allison.
But Allison the Hurricane, I mean, she does get that way once in a while, but you know, not normally. You know what? We're the only one that experienced marriages like, huh?
No, Walker and I are just picturing you sleeping on the couch Saturday and Sunday.
Well, that's one that which would
hey, Larry,
prove my point,
are
right?
Are we close with Amanda or Allison?
Well, if you Google it, it says that they've been named since 1950 with Abel.
Abel.
In 1953, it says Alice was the first real human name.
Alice.
Okay.
Well, Abel's not a human?
According to Google, but yeah. We know better than that.
Well, that's good. That's why we have this show, Larry.
Yeah,
good information,
that.
And you did cause us to do some learning today.
All right, Larry, have a good weekend. We'll stay in Mississippi and talk to Philip. Philip, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Morning.
Morning. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'll do both.
All right. Which one of our questions do you want to try to answer?
The one about the cashmere.
Okay, finally. Somebody's going to try this one here. What animal is the source of the luxuriously soft wool known as cashmere?
It actually comes from goats.
True. The cashmere goat, which lives in mountainous regions of Kashmir in India, China, and Iran. So
nicely done, yeah. Philip.
Is Kashmir a country or is that just a region like the Himalayas or something like that? Do you know, Philip?
I think it's just a region.
Okay, Kashmir. But yeah, Kashmir, you wouldn't think something that soft would come from a goat, would you?
No, you'd think a mink or something maybe.
Yeah, and I wonder why it only comes from that part of the world. I wish I knew. I'll look the answer up to that later, but it must be something having to do with probably the environment or something like that.
Probably so.
It softens the, out of whatever.
I know those goats, those particular goats, walk south for the winter.
Yes, they do.
And their migration.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, they do. Glad you knew that much.
Hey, Philip, what's your question for us?
What dog breed has been listed as one of the most territorial of all breeds and has also been nicknamed the Badger Dog?
If it's not the Chihuahua, I'm going to be surprised because that dude would take on a garbage truck. It'd go after
Chihuahua.
It would go after a Great Dane without even thinking about it. That's going to be my guess.
What's the deal Chihuahua. With the, what's the deal with little dogs thinking they can do more than we all know that they can?
Well,
confidence.
They don't realize how small they are. They all think they're 150 pounds when they're only about 5.
Right.
I know. I got this little 7-pound Maltese. You know, he sits on the patio with me at night, and we live sort of out in the country, and there's all kind of varmints that run around at night from the patio in the dark that I can't see, obviously with my human eye, but his dog eyes picks it up. Well, we've got a gate between the patio and the backyard so that he can't run out, but he darts to the gate every night wanting to take on whatever's out there.
The coyote or the whatever it is.
I'm just thinking, what are you going to do when you get there? What are you going to... You gonna beat down an armadillo? Is that
right.
What you gonna do? You're
right.
7 pounds, man. You're all hair. So don't go barking at it. Like, come on. You only wished I could get out of here, and I would show you what I would do to you, you little possum. Anyway,
that Maltese
just wondering.
Thinks he's a, that Maltese thinks he's a mastiff.
I know.
That's right. You're right. Well, I'm going with the Chihuahua.
Yeah,
what
I'll
do
go
you
with
think?
Chihuahua.
Yes.
Yeah.
Y'all going with Chihuahua?
Chihuahua,
yes,
like the Taco Bell one.
There you go. Actually, it's considered the dachshund.
Really? Territorial?
Yes, sir.
The weenie dog.
Yep, weenie dogs. They were actually born and bred in Germany as badger dogs. They were actually used for hunting.
Wow, I can't see one of those getting a badger in a corner.
The bigger versions of weenie dogs actually can get more than 12 to 15 pounds, and they actually can do some serious digging and pretty ferocious too.
All right, Phillip.
All right, thanks for that.
Yeah, appreciate the call.
Have a good weekend, buddy.
All right, we'll go to North Carolina and talk to Melvin. Melvin, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hey, bonjour, mon ami.
What's that, Melvin?
That's French.
Well,
hello, my friend.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Amen.
Oui.
Hey, I speak a little French myself, Melvin.
So you do?
Yeah, parlez-vous français.
Yeah, oui, un petit.
Oui, yeah. Timotei.
I know very little.
Yeah, come on, man.
I know enough for you can tell your wives. You tell your wives. Je t'aime, je t'adore, cover two, plus encore. That means I love you, I adore you, what more do you want?
That's a good little line. If you're going to learn one or two sentences in French, that's a good one right there.
Yeah, Timothée's French for Timothy. That's what I was saying.
Right.
That's my name. I know that.
I like that.
I can't believe I got
food today. I know a crepe, too. You've heard that expression before.
Right.
It's like a little donut thing.
Yeah. Well, we got crepe myrtles growing, and each year I go out there hoping for a crop of donuts. I've been disappointed every spring.
We don't have crepe myrtles anymore. I got tired of shaving those things. Anyway, that's neither there
Melvin,
nor here.
Melvin, ask, answer, or do both.
Well, I was going to try both. I was going to try the fourth president.
All right, here's the question. Who was the fourth president of the United States?
I got James Madison.
That's right.
James Madison.
And Nicely done.
For a free Trivia Friday t-shirt, his wife's name was what? Melvin?
James, let's see. I can't remember.
Okay.
Here's the deal, Melvin. A lot of people know that James Madison was the fourth president of the United States, but a lot of people give the real credit to his wife who made those delicious pastries. Everybody loves a Dolly Madison breakfast cake or a honey bun.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's a breakfast of ex-champions. It probably ain't good for you as far as nutrition, but everybody loves them Dolly Madison cakes, and we got the fourth president of the U.S. to thank for that.
Dolly Madison, and I think Little Debbie had a hostile takeover of Dolly Madison's
Her
cakes
fortunes.
Yeah,
of her territory. She was as territorial as a dachshund dog.
That's a good new expression to add to our.
Well, I can't say anything about.
Is that it?
I can't say anything about a ostrich having.
Thank
his
you,
head
Melvin.
In the sand.
Appreciate it, Melvin calling from North Carolina. Last call for the day.
All right, Kevin, in North Carolina. Kevin, welcome to Trivia Friday.
I need me one of my Trivia Friday t-shirts for dialing y'all 51 times before I got through.
Wow.
Hey, good tenacity.
And to remain, have a good attitude.
Right. That's a lesson in perseverance right there, Kevin. Good for you.
Yeah.
You want to ask, answer, or do both?
I tell you what, 57?
51, I think he said.
51 times. I believe that's what my thing said anyway.
Yeah.
And it didn't. Twice and then it hang up. I don't get that. Anyway, the answer for the Marco one is Rainbow, I think.
Here's a question, Walker. Your Marco, your Spanish one. What's the question?
All right, Arco Iris is the Spanish term for what natural phenomenon?
Rainbow.
That's correct.
Nice.
Well done.
Nice.
All right.
Yeah, I was going to say Northern Lights.
I was thinking Northern Lights or like one of those things where it's snowing
you
and
know,
having
there was
a thunderstorm the
rainbow,
at the same time.
My wife took a picture of this the other day. At our house, a rainbow ended in my driveway.
Really?
You know they say you can never find the end of a rainbow?
Right.
It did.
You need to get you ended two things, a sledgehammer and a shovel.
That's right.
And bust the end of that driveway up and you start digging, my friend.
Why, there's a pot of gold?
Absolutely.
And a leprechaun?
The other end of the right place where the pot of gold is.
That's right.
I'm serious.
Yeah, you won't even have to worry about hitting the lottery. You got a pot of gold at the end of your driveway.
Gotta go.
Appreciate it, Kevin.
Thanks. Hey, sorry, Kevin. We're out of time.
What about the answers to our questions?
Mine are all answered.
On average, how many peas are there in a pod? Correct answer is 7 to 9 peas are in a pod. The rest of mine were answered.
Here's one I knew and. If you have China phobia, what are you afraid of? Traveling to China, breaking good China dinnerware, or snow? What do y'all think?
I'm going to say snow.
It's snow.
Yeah.
Snow. If you have China phobia,
you're
afraid of snow.
People really have that?
Yeah, sure do.
Wow. Have you ever known anybody experience that?
No, I haven't. I've never heard of the word until looking it up for this.
All right, have a great weekend, everybody, and we shall see you back here on Monday. Take care.